Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji country as BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your say, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. And big shout out to the NERS team, too deadly. All right, now, making our mark, celebrations of 10 years. Making Our Mark Indigenous Business Month celebrates 10 years in October 2024. Look, with that, I'm going to have a deadly yarn now with Mayra Asanta, Director and Co-Founder of Indigenous Business Month, IBM, on the line. Mayra, good morning, my sister. How are you?
Good, thanks, Trevor. Good morning. I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm well, and thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Yeah, I'm Wiradjuri. My mum come down from Narendra on the beautiful sand hills of the Murrumbidgee River. My mum was Liz Williams, looked after a lot of people in health might know her from back in the day. She has passed now, but lots of Williams family right from New South Wales, locked down into Victoria as well. So a big mob of Wiradjuri first cousins for me. But yeah, I'm now coming to you from Darkinjung country on the central coast today.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. So Making Our Mark Indigenous Business Month celebrates 10 years. Congratulations. Let the people know about Making Our Mark, what you guys do, and you being a co-founder. Who are your other co-founders, sister?
Yeah, sure. We can't believe it's 10 years. It was just an idea we had. It felt like just yesterday. But the other co-founders are Lisa Watergo of Iscariot Media, based in Mianjin, and Dr. Michelle Evans, who looks after the Dylan Dua program out of Melbourne Uni.
Big shout out to those sisters. Big shout out.
Yeah, thank you. You know, women, you know, doing
can
what
do
we
anything.
Can to,
girls can do anything.
Bring communities together.
Yes, yeah. Girls can do anything.
That's it. So it was an idea that came out of, we were doing, Lisa and I were doing the Murra Indigenous Business Masterclass at that time. Mm-hmm. And one of the activities we did in that course was, what are we going to do to give back? And there were the usual kind of conversations around, you know, we could do a sponsorship or we could do an event, or there was lots of different ideas, but it really came back to, well, we need to talk about the success of our businesses in the way that we define success. And so that's kind of how it came about. Yep. We thought, let's just, you know, we're too deadly. We don't just want a day. We want to, let's celebrate for a whole month. Let's bring together, let's talk about what's important to us as Indigenous business owners.
Yes. And that's all the industries where black people come from, no matter what business. They are entrepreneurs, yes, are they not?
Yeah, and, you know, we make it work all the time. I think we're much better at making it work because we've always had to do it on a, you know, sweat of an oily rag and, got great ideas up and big movements on nothing. So that entrepreneurial spirit was definitely there. But how we talk about Indigenous business is very different now in 2024 to what it was 10 years ago. And so we hope that what we've done each year has helped to kind of progress that and highlight the success of the black economy in us. You know, we always back each other in business, as we do.
Yes.
And so I think we've come a long way, and it's just our way of kind of donating our skills and time each year to kind of progress the movement.
So Making Our Mark, is that a business entity as such, Mayra?
No, it's just a theme. We pick a new theme each year.
Okay.
I can't remember what last year's one was now, but the theme this year for 2024 Indigenous Business Month is Making Our Mark. So we wanted to refocus people. If you were going to be having a panel or a gathering in the month of October, we want you to focus your conversations around what are the ways we make our mark.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, you know, winning one contract if you're a big business, or are you a vet, or do you do some beautiful weaving and share that on your Instagram account? Like, whatever that looks like.
Employing five new black people to the company.
Sorry, that again?
Sorry, I'm just thinking. Employing five new black people to your company. That's making a mark.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Bring in, you know, your family along the journey, being able to pay your bills, being able to do extra activities with your kids after school. You know, it's not always just business at the top end of town.
Yes.
We want to celebrate every business. And so whatever the way that you make your mark in your community, with your business, with your family, we want to hear about it.
Good. Fantastic. Fantastic. And how do people contact you and how do they let you know what's happening in their business?
Yeah, sure. So you can go to the Indigenous Business Month website. We've got social media. So go and follow along there, share your stories. We'd love to just kind of, you know, pitch to local media as many stories as we can during the month. And we're also having our awards this year in October as well. So if there is a First Nations businesses that you think should be up for the award, we'll be announcing those nominations and stuff coming soon as well.
Exactly. So 1st of October, is that the month?
Yes. Yep. That's the start. We have the whole month. So we just kind of announce the theme now so people can get themselves organised.
Yes.
And then we'll start having, you know, people can register to do your own event.
Mm-hmm.
And then the actual awards is towards the end of the month. We haven't fully confirmed the date yet.
Okay.
But, yeah, at the moment it's looking like the week of the 21st, but don't quote me.
Don't quote me. All right, beautiful. Fantastic. Well, congratulations. 10 years too deadly and about promoting black people in business and making your mark. So in whatever shape or form that is, success breeds success and we need more of it, don't we, sister?
Couldn't have said it better myself, Trev.
Yeah, too deadly. Well, good yarning with you. You stay warm and we'll yarn soon, Myra.
Yeah, sweet. Thank you. Take care and appreciate the support.
All the best. Take care, Dad. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A beautiful yarn there. Myra Santa, her name is, director and co-founder of Indigenous Business Month, IBM, and the theme this year is Making Our Mark. So if you're a black person in business, make your mark. Get in touch with the Indigenous Business Month. Google them, Indigenous Business Month. And, it's a way of promoting what you're doing as a business person. So whether you're employing new staff or you just want a new contract or you're just starting out and whatever your business is, whether you're a bricklayer, whether you're a pole dancer, whether you're an artist, whatever the case may be, let Indigenous Business Month know and let's highlight all black people in business, entrepreneurs, just happen to be black, too deadly. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, and big shout out to NERS, National News Radio Service, that puts us across the country. We're based here at the Murray Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, National Talk Black, too deadly, mob.
Oh, Find a lover in a bummer that will never break your heart. So good to you, I'll never give you up. On my way, I'll come and get you in my car. That's the first thing I wanna do. Ain't gonna tease ya, do things you never knew I'd do to ya. Straight from my heart, feel my love. No matter where you are the one for me. Well, it's a come, baby, here I come, come. You're undercover lover, not a baller on the run. Don't mess with the rest, get distressed, my queen. I'll be your candid delight, if you know what I mean. I saw you standing there with a smile like Cinderella. I wondered if you kick it with a fine young baller like me. So tell me, do I pass the test? Cause this baller's coming at you above
man,
all the
I'm
rest.
Man, I'm an Ali. Almore is gay. Curry alarm. Kotaka mer, Kareem. Mena manali, marim natagri. My love, I need you. Honest, I do. Now that I'm leaving, all of my thoughts, they will be of you. Remembering the love that used to be. Please come back to me, darling, I need you. My love, I need you. Honest, I do. Mena manali, amor is gay. Kari alam. Kotaka mer, Kareem. Mena manali, marim natagri. My love, I need you. Honest, I do. Manali, amor is gay, kari alam. Kotaka mer, kari. Mena manali, marim natagri. My love, I need you. Honest, I do. Now that I'm leaving, all of my thoughts, they will be of you. Remembering the love that used to be. Please come back to me, darling, I need you. my love, I need you. Honest, I do.
We trip all up, one name you make it. Girl, will you? No, no, baller, you take him. I wanna take him, but him look Brazil. Him cafe, so say six, so Brazil. Hey, look out, are you no make it this kind? I go mother, try him, baller one time. Try him, look out, I might him, gaman. If him go look, you go mother, get there. Pole, I try from kissy all kind, gama. I take him, go, I say get there, I'm from ama. If I get a white one, I'ma no like. I'm all to fix skin, mask, got blight. I go get a black girl, I'ma okay. If I can't find the one, I'ma which way? What am I gonna do? I go stop this time. I'ma go lose it, call him, I go lose your mind. I go kiss it, come away, you go look me dance. Bala, you can beat me, you got no sense. If I let go get now, don't try for beating me. Cause I go mother carry you, make it swap see. Find a lover in a bala that will never break your heart. So pity up, I'll never give you up. On my way, I'll come and get you in my car. That's the first thing I wanna do. Ain't gonna tease ya, do things you never knew I. It's a come, baby, here I come. Come, you're undercover lover, not a brother on the run. Don't mess with the rest, get distressed, my queen. I'll be your candy delight, if you know what I mean. I saw you standing there with a smile like Cinderella. No wonder if you could...
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumper Drip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Happy National Reconciliation Week, you mob. Too deadly. Look, we're going to catch up a yarn there with Marjorie Anderson, National Program Manager for 13 Yarn. Now, 13 Yarn, hats off to them, marks 50,000 calls supporting Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in crisis. We have Marjorie on the line. Sister, good morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning. I'm very well. Thank you, Trevor.
Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, Marjorie.
My mob's Gamilaroi, which is northern New South Wales. We're big mob.
All right, big mob. Fantastic. Look, congratulations. Yeah. Look, 13 Yarn marks 50,000 calls for supporting Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in crisis. It shows it was warranted, it was needed, and you guys are kicking goals and there for our people. So congratulations with that, Marjorie.
Thank you, thank you. And I think the secret to our success is the fact that we've involved community in the design of the service.
Yes.
We went out and said to the community, we've got funding to do this, tell us what you want and we'll go and deliver it. That we take any feedback seriously and we look at the service to make sure that, you know, we've got the diversity of the community's opinions in the way it's run.
Yes.
So I think that's the secret to our success. And, you know, it's confidential. There's no judgment. There's no shame. Nobody needs to know you rang. And it's a culturally safe space for people, eh?
Fantastic. And so true. Look, and we talk about culturally safe. They got the statement, we have 6 degrees of separation. For blackfellas, it's virtually 2 or 3 degrees of separation. How do you go regarding communication with people that they're not talking to family or connection with clan mob? How do you work that out, sister?
Yeah. Well, we worked that out by being a national service.
Sure.
And so you could ring in Mungindi and get answered in, you know, Perth.
Okay.
Or Wollongong or somewhere like that. So it's really highly unlikely that you would get somebody you know.
Yes.
The crisis supporters are all up and down the Queensland coast. They're in the central west of New South Wales, the south coast of New South Wales, and over in WA. So we haven't had that issue occur with the 50,000 calls we've had.
Fantastic. And we were talking about the callers. When people call, the people on the other line, your mob are being trained up in different facets of life and responses and advices as such, yes?
Yeah. So the staff that we've got on board, they undertook the lifeline training. But what we did was we put a cultural lens over it.
Yes.
So we made sure that we changed it to Blackfella Way.
Yes.
And they also do 2 extra modules around, you know, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander intergenerational trauma and also the social and emotional well-being and the complexity of social and emotional well-being for blackfellas.
Okay,
so they're really highly trained.
Yeah, beautiful.
And then they're really monitored in the beginning. Okay. And it actually takes 12 months to become an accredited crisis supporter.
Okay.
So you're
well trained.
People
well trained.
That are very well trained.
Yeah, beautiful, fantastic. And look, this when we talk about domestic violence, which is across the country, across if not the world, in regard to stamping it out and what have you, do you feel that like the call has this particular organisation has helped a lot of our, especially our women and children in the state?
Look, I think so. What we do with DV is what we try and do is really, you know, try and de-escalate and empower the caller. So what we try and look for is local services that they might be able to link in with.
Okay.
If we can't find any local services they might be able to link in with that have expertise in DV, because we're not DV experts.
Okay. Yep.
We would then get empower them enough to be able to ring 1-800-RESPECT and get the help they need from the people from 1-800-RESPECT. So we talk them through the fact that it's probably not going to be an Aboriginal person that answers, but they're not going to help you culturally.
Yes.
That's what we're here for. But what they'll be able to do is help you with, you know, the other parts of what's impacting you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, thank you.
So we talk them through that and empower them.
Fantastic. Beautiful. Which is great. Look, 13 Yarn, so do you have a head office? How does it work in regarding where do your staff sit across the state, if not the country?
Well, we have a head office in Sydney.
Okay.
And there's like, I think, five of the staff are in Sydney or Western Sydney.
Mm.
We've got staff in Tamworth. We've got staff in Bonnie Hills up near Port Macquarie. Mm. In Queensland, we've got staff in Cairns, Townsville, Bundaberg, Ipswich, Brisbane. I know I'm forgetting somewhere. Townsville.
Sure. Yeah, so you're really, across the country, yes.
Yeah, in Western Sydney, we're in Dubbo, Bathurst and Orange. And over in WA, we're in Perth. And then we're up in the Pilbara area, in a little community up there as well.
Mm, fantastic. And you've got a head office then, do you not, Marjorie?
Our head office is in Sydney.
All right, fantastic. So the number 13, Yarn, that's the number people need to call. Look, if they're feeling four walls are closing in on them and they need someone to talk to or they need to get something off the chest, you urge them call 13 Yarn, yes?
Yeah, 1392-76.
There
so
it is.
Remember that number, and if you're feeling no good or you're getting that icky feeling in your guts, that's anxiety, give us a call and we can make you feel better.
1392-76. Marjorie, thank you, my sister. All the best to your deadly team, and happy National Reconciliation Week, sister.
Okay, the same to you, and same to all your listeners.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Deadly Yarn, Beautiful Yarn, Marjorie Anderson, National Program Manager for 13 Yarn. And look, they've marked 50,000 calls for supporting Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in crisis. And look, you can't beat black on black when you get a mob who are in a situation where they need to talk to somebody or talk to another black person. It's fantastic, you know. So this organisation, I think, has been running for about 12 months. And look, in actual fact, first 2 years of operation from around 17,000 calls in 2022 and to 25,000 calls in 2023. So there's the 50,000 calls. So 2 years they've been running and fantastic. Like I said, it warrants organisation to operate. And look, we're kicking goals and talking to our mob and saving mob. And that's the best medicine, you know, having a pair of ears. And 13 Yarn are those pair of ears. So they don't judge, they talk, they yarn. And like I said, black on black, you can't beat that too deadly. Yarning Up Strong here on National Talk Black, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for the daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. BBM Bumper Group Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Too deadly, NERS.
Hi, I'm Joe Madden, Director of Child and Family in Far North Queensland. My department is responsible for the child protection system here in Far North Queensland. We work to support parents and protect children when there is evidence of abuse and neglect. Children and young people who can't live safely at home rely on other families coming forward to open their hearts and their homes to care for them. Fostering kinship care is the heart and soul of our child protection system. My hope today is to provide a better understanding of the critical need for more members of the community to consider becoming foster or kinship carers. In 2022-23 year, there was an average of 600 approved carer families in Far North Queensland, which is fantastic. However, we really need more. In the same year, around 1,300 children were living away from home in the region. In other words, they weren't able to live with their families. Most of these were First Nations children. Of these First Nations children, 70% were in home-based care, such as foster or kinship care. However, this means 30%, or around 300 children, were not in foster or kinship care. They were in residential care or other care arrangements. For some young people, residential care is the right place for them because of their individual circumstances. This can include complex needs such as disabilities, and they get great care and support. But what we know is there are far too many very young First Nations children in residential care, and this is not what we want to see. We believe they should be living safely with foster and kinship care families in the community. And we believe this would give these little ones a better chance to thrive, learn and grow up strong in culture and life skills. So today we're asking members of the community to not wait to be asked. We would love for you to put your hand up because there are little ones who need you to come forward today. If you can help, please express an interest to us or to the local foster and kinship care agency in becoming a carer. Once you come forward, you will then receive information on the process, what's needed, and the allowances and the support that you'll receive. We know this might seem daunting to begin with, but we can assure you that agencies are there to train and support foster and kinship carers so they're not alone in doing this important job. Today, we have representatives from our culturally appropriate foster and kinship care service at Wootshopperin. Child Safety funds the organisation to recruit, train and support First Nations foster and kinship carers in Far North Queensland. Karen is able to talk more about the work they do and the support that's available for foster and kinship carers.
Here is an important message from Wootshopperin.
Hi, I'm Karen Salam. I manage the Foster and Kinship Care Service of Wootshopperin Health Service. Are you passionate about making a difference in an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander child's life? Across North Queensland, there is an urgent need for more kinship, foster and relief carers for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. Every day, children are being removed from their homes due to harm, neglect or family crisis. What is Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service? Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service provides support to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander carers, opening their lives and homes to children in times of need. Our placement support workers work with the community to identify safe, caring and loving homes for long or short periods of time that will also provide strong family and cultural connections. Why be a kinship, foster or relief carer? By becoming a Wootshopperin kinship, foster or relief carer, you will help keep Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and young people safe during a challenging time in their lives. As a priority, and through your guidance, support and care, you will help our kids stay with or continue to be connected to their family, culture and community and reach their full potential. Being a carer is highly rewarding and makes an enormous difference to the lives of our young people. Carers are also celebrated and acknowledged for their dedication at events like the Fostering Kinship Carers Week. We are here to guide you. Wootshopperin's placement support staff works with carers every step of the way to support them on their journey. Carers will also have access to support and become equipped with new skills and knowledge to help provide care for our children. Additionally, carers receive support and training. Our staff are on call and there is a carer allowance which you can access. If you decide to become a carer, you will have a team of Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander workers to help you with any issues and provide strength in times of need. They will be there to celebrate the wins with you and help you move through the challenging times together. What's the next step? Our dedicated team will take you through every part of the process in becoming a carer. So if you are interested and ready to make a difference for our children, call Wootshopperin on 40801080 to learn more.
tamarindo kuyala jara.
Bob, it's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, it's yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country. BBM Bumblebrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service, 1-800-422-416. All right, planning is underway for Sparkling 20th anniversary event to celebrate community participation in the Wet Tropics and Award. So nominations are open. The Wet Tropics Management Authority manages the Wet Tropics World Heritage Area and 20th Cassowary Awards. With that, we're going to catch up a yarn with Scott Buchanan, Executive Director of the Wet Tropics Management Authority, on the line. Scott, good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. How are you going?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Very good morning to you. And where are you based? Where are you at?
Oh, I'm in Cairns.
Okay, lovely.
Trevor. And, before we go too much further, Trevor, I just wanted to congratulate you on the election in March. So
yes.
Well done.
Thank you very much. Work. Thank you. Yes. Cairns Regional Council need a bit of colour in there, and here I am.
That's right. Well, that's right. And I mean, it's really important. You're the first Indigenous man to represent the council, which is, shocking, really.
No, 194 years. Yes, I agree.
It's fantastic to have you on board.
194 years,
that's,
yeah.
That's great.
And I will say, Scott, in the 2 weeks into my campaign back in November is when the now-elect mayor, Amy Eden, I was in her team in the campaign, and she did say if I got in, I'd be the first Indigenous person ever. And I argued a point; I didn't think that was the case, but apparently so. So here I am, and happy to hold the flag for my people, but at the same time, I hold the flag for all constituents in Cairns Regional Council.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly.
Yes. So thank you, Scott. So we've got the awards coming up, 20th anniversary, the Wet Tropics Award. First of all, just let the people know who Wet Tropics is and the work that you do there, please.
Yeah, sure, Trevor. Listen, we're the Wet Tropics Management Authority, and our role is to, I suppose, protect and present the Wet Tropics World Heritage Area. So the Wet Tropics World Heritage Area is that beautiful part of rainforest that extends from Cooktown all the way down to Townsville.
Yes.
You know, it's the backdrop to this fantastic city. And it's a really diverse landscape. It has significant biodiversity.
Mm-hmm.
It has some of the oldest remnants of forests anywhere in the world.
Yes.
And it's also a significant cultural landscape. It's been home to rainforest Aboriginal peoples for thousands of generations. So it's a fantastic location. You know, it's one of the reasons people live up in this area, because we've got the Wet Tropics Rainforest and we've got the Great Barrier Reef,
yes,
two World Heritage Areas side by side. And, you know, it takes a community to look after that.
Exactly.
And, you know, the Cassowary Awards are about celebrating those individuals and those organisations that do a lot of work to protect the Wet Tropics World Heritage Area.
Fantastic. What sort of categories are we talking, Scott, on the awards?
Well, we've got eight categories, and and they cross the area from industry excellence. We've got the Climate Change Leadership Award, which is really important, as you know. Education, research, innovation. So that's one award, for educators, for people out there researching, people who are innovating to make the world a better place. The Peter Hitchcock Community Champions, celebrating those people who go out as individuals and year after year, doing fantastic stuff in Wet Tropics World Heritage Area. The Thorsbourne Award for Conservation and Rehabilitation. World Heritage Presentation, people like you, Trevor, those people who tell the story in a real creative way. To share the joint. But, most importantly, we've got the Young Cassowary Awards, and particularly for Bama Bipa, we have the People, Country, Culture Awards, which celebrate, the great work that Rainforest Aboriginal people and other Indigenous people are doing to protect and continue that long tradition of stewardship for the Wet Tropics World Heritage.
Scott, you're saying looking after Mother Earth, looking after our rainforest, looking after the Great Barrier Reef. But you did say it's a team effort, it's a community thing. So we're talking private businesses, we're talking government, and we're talking even cultural First Nation people, all at the table, yes?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, Cairns Regional Council, previous winners.
Yes.
But, yeah, also, you know, we've had a number of... Well, in the history of the award, so as you say, this is the 20th award this year.
Yep.
In the history of the award, we've had 28 Rainforest Aboriginal Peoples or organisations celebrated as well. So, you know, you and I have been out Mundingubbi Ancient Indigenous Tours
yes.
a couple of times. That program has actually won two awards on two separate occasions. Alison Halliday, who's a Dulabed Mullumbarra lady, you know, elder, she's won the Chair's Award. And then, you know, we've had people from Irukandji country, Dr. George Skeen won it, you know, maybe 10, 12 years ago. And more recently, Gavin Singleton won it you know, a couple of years ago. So, you know, both Irukandji men. So, you know, the awards go to people for a lot of different things. You know, those tourism operators who are out there presenting and telling the story about the Wet Tropics World Heritage Area, but also those people who are actually out there, you know, digging the holes and replanting trees and getting rid of weeds. You know, it ranges from things that, you know, people are doing just to make the World Heritage Area a better place.
Well, I always say they're looking out, looking for life on planet Mars. We need to look after this planet first, don't we?
Yeah, exactly right. And, you know... I always recall seeing a poster, and it was a picture of planet Earth, and it, you know, it's talking about litter, and it says, you know, whenever you say I'm going to throw it away, there is no away. You know, it's, when we throw it, it still lands in Earth, and we still have to deal with it. So yes, you're exactly right. We've got to look out for this planet because really, realistically, there's probably not a planet B for us.
Fantastic. Now, we're talking about the awards, the nominations open for the 20th Kasri Awards. Where has it been held and at what date and time?
Okay, so, yeah, the awards are going to be held at Jabbagai now, out near, you know, out on Smithfield, that fantastic venue. So that'll be the 6th of September is the awards.
Okay.
We've had it out there a few times, and that's just an amazing facility, you know.
It is.
And the Jabbagai people's put on a great show.
They
provide, you know, that cultural dance and do a fantastic job. So Jabbagai now is where it's going to be held, 6th of September.
And that's open to the public, is it, Scott?
It's invite because, you know, we want to get the people who have been nominated to come.
And their family and friends.
So, you know, we get the invites out to those nominees and, you know, a broad section of people who've made the nominations as well. So.
Good.
We'd love to open it to everybody, but we really want to make sure that those people get in and get an opportunity to be celebrated by their peers, I suppose.
That's where the focus is. Otherwise, we'd be talking convention centre, wouldn't we?
That's exactly right. Exactly right, yeah.
Oh, Scott, good yarn with you. Thank you very much for sharing. All the best to your team.
Just quickly.
Yes, please.
The nominations are open now, so I think you probably let everybody know that. So, you know,
thank
our
you.
Website... wettropics.gov.au, that's where you can go to put nominations, and they're open to the 31st of July. So we'd love to, you know, get a really broad range of nominations and make it, you know, really celebrate.
Scott, that's fantastic.
That
beautiful.
Does.
Thanks for sharing, my friend. All the best, and we'll yarn soon.
Good on you, Trevor. Cheers, mate.
Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn. That's Scott Buchanan, Executive Director of the Wet Tropics Management Authority. And we're talking about the nominations open for the 20th Kasri Awards. So for you Deadly Mob out there, working on country, and if you're running a business on country or you're working with government, either way, it's about nominations for the 20th Kasri Awards and the Wet Tropics Management Authority. They put on it's the 20th Kasri Awards, it's the 20th year. So that's all being held at Jabbagai now on Friday, 6th of September. Nominations are open. You can put in nominations, individual or group or organisation that you feel deserve a pat on the back. So you can go to allthews.wettropics, one word, .gov.au/Kasri-awards. Again, allthews.wettropics.gov.au/Kasri-awards. So do check it out. Put in nominations, you mob. Okay, with that, Trendy Trevor, going to sign off for today's program, you mob. Thank you for your company. National Talk Black, one-hour program, live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. BBM Bumbaribrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Big shout-out to the NERS team based down there, housed at the Beamer office, Brisbane Indigenous Media Association. And big shout-out to the Beamer team as well. Sky, but they ain't never told you to stop.